ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತೈವಮಾದಿಷ್ಟ ಸಕಲಿರ್ ಜಾತವೇ ಪತುಹು ತಂ ಉದ್ಯತಾಸಿ ಮಾಹೇದಂ ದಂಡಪಾಣಿಂ ಇವೋದ್ಯತಂ ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತೈವಮಾದಿಷ್ಟ ಸಕಲಿರ್ಜಾತವೇ ಪತುಹು ತಮುದ್ಯತಾಸಿ ಮಾಹೇದಂ ದಂಡಪಾಣಿಮಿವೋದ್ಯತಂ ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತೈವಮಾದಿಷ್ಟ ಸಕಲಿರ್ಜಾತವೇ ಪತುಹು ತಮುದ್ಯತಾಸಿ ಮಾಹೇದಂ ದಂಡಪಾಣಿಮಿವೋದ್ಯತಂ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತೈವಮಾದಿಷ್ಟ ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಸೂತ ಉವಾಚ, ಶ್ರೀ ಸೂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ ಬೈ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಏವಂ ತಸ್ ಆದಿಷ್ಟ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ಡ್ ಸಹ ಹಿ ಕಲಿ, ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ, ಜಾತ ದರ್ವಾಸ್, ವೇಪತುಹು ಟ್ರೆಂಬ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ತಂ ಹಿಂ ಉದ್ಯತ ರೈಸ್ಡ್ ಅಸಿಂ ಸ್ವೋರ್ಡ್ ಆಹ ಸೆಡ್ ಇದಂ ತಸ್ ದಂಡಪಾಣಿಂ ಯಮರಾಜ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಡೆತ್ ಇವ ಲೈಕ್ ಉದ್ಯತಂ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ರೆಡಿ. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್: ಶ್ರೀ ಸೂತ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೆಡ್, ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿ, ಥಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್, ಬಿಗ್ಯಾನ್ ಟು ಟ್ರೆಂಬಲ್ ಇನ್ ಫಿಯರ್. Seeing the king before him like Yamaraj, ready to kill him, Kali spoke to the king as follows. Purport: the king was ready to kill the personality of Kali at once, as soon as he disobeyed his order. Otherwise, the king had no objection to allowing him to prolong his life. The personality of Kali also, after attempting to get rid of the punishment in various ways, decided that he must surrender unto him, and thus he began to tremble in fear of his life. The king, or the executive head, must be so strong as to stand before the personality of Kali like the personality of death, Yamaraj. The king's order must be obeyed. Otherwise, the culprit's life is in risk. That is the way to rule the personalities of Kali, who create disturbance in the normal life of the state citizens. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Parchatya Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Suta Goswami said, directed in this way by Parikshit Maharaj, the trembling Kali spoke to Parikshit, who had his sword raised, appearing like Yama, ready to kill him. So we are discussing the Parikshit Maharaj giving punishment to Kali. In the previous verses, Parikshit Maharaj actually threatened Kali to give punishment. Parikshit Maharaj has exhibited his anger towards Kali. So at this time, by seeing Parikshit Maharaj's anger, Parikshit Maharaj is about to kill him, and the Kali is going to speak certain words which will be starting from the next verse. So in this particular purport, we can see in this particular verse, Parikshit Maharaj's determination to punish Kali. So we see this Kshatriya quality of Parikshit Maharaj in this particular verse. So in the Mahabharata, in the episode of Yaksha Prashna, Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked various questions by Yaksha on various subjects of Dharma. There were four questions in relation to Kshatriya. So we'll just try to go through those questions. So Yaksha asked that, Kim Kshatriyanam Devatvam? What is the Devatva of the Kshatriya? What is the divineness of a Kshatriya? And Kascha Dharma Satamiva? What is the quality of Kshatriya which is similar to that of goodness, which is like the conduct of the sat people, which is similar to the conduct of the good people, satamiva. And then, kachaisham manusho bhavaha. What is the humanness of the kshatriya? Or we can say, what is the weakness of the kshatriya? But the humanness. Kimesham asatamiva. And what is the quality of kshatriya which is similar to that of the bad people, asatamiva? Yudhishthira Maharaj answered, Yishu astrameshram devatvam. The arrows and missiles, they constitute their excellence. That is the divineness of the kshatriya. The kshatriyas, they have to be trained, they have to regularly undergo the practice of training in the with respect to the weapons actually. In fact, exactly the same questions were asked by Yaksha about the Brahmanas. What is the divineness of the Brahmanas? So there Yudhishthira Maharaj says that the divineness of the Brahmanas is that their study of the Vedas. So they have to be regularly in touch with the Shastra. Kshatriya says that they have to be regularly in touch with the weapons. when somebody is asking a question, that time it's not that we start opening the book to study the book. Or some thieves have come, at that time a person starts looking for how to actually practice the gun. So the divineness of the Kshatriya is that they have to be trained in the weapons. And for example, the Srimad Bhagavatam, in regards to Prithu Maharaj, it is said that Vispurjayan Ajagavam Danuswayam Yadacharad Kshmam Avishakhyam Ajav Tada Nililyur Dishidish Yasanto Langulam Udyamya Yatam Rgendra. So when the lion travels in the forest with its tails turned upward, all the small animals, they hide themselves out of the fear of the lion. Similarly, when King Prithu would travel in his kingdom, when he would simply vibrate the string of his bow, then all the demoniac rogues and thieves will hide themselves in all the directions. So that is why a Kshatriya king is also called as Singh. Means a lion, actually. A Kshatriya has to be trained in the weapon. He has to have weapons. And he has to be trained in the weapon. And he should be alert. If one of it is lacking, then he may be trained in the weapon, but if he doesn't have the weapon. Or if he has the weapon, but he doesn't know how to use the weapon. He is not trained in the weapon. Or he has the weapon, he is trained in the weapon, but he is not alert. So all three are required, actually. And another place in Srimad Bhagavatam about Priyavrata Maharaj is explained that Priyavrata Maharaj, when he was ruling the kingdom, he ruled the kingdom for 11 arbudas of years. Like very long period. 11 followed by some 10 zeros or something. So whenever he was determined to fix his arrow upon his bowstring with his two powerful arms, all the opponents of the Varnashram Dharma would flee from his presence in fear of the unparalleled prowess exhibited by Priyavrata Maharaj. So Prabhupada says that Priyavrata Maharaj was so strict in maintaining the institution of Varnashram Dharma, that anybody neglecting it would immediately flee from his presence as soon as the king warned him by fighting or administering light punishment. In fact, Priyavrata Maharaj would not even have to fight, actually. He simply has to take his weapons, and simply by seeing his strong determination, people would flee from the place. They dared disobey the orders. They dared disobey the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. So therefore, Kshatriyas, whether it is Priyavrata Maharaj or Prithu Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, they are all actually displaying the qualities of a Kshatriya. The divineness of a Kshatriya is that they have to be trained and they have to have the weapons. And what is the good conduct of the quality of the Kshatriya, which is like the good people, Satamiva? The Kshatriyas, they have to perform sacrifices. So they should not, so they exhibit their power to expand their kingdom, to expand their influence. But they should simply not be expanding the influence, but they should also perform sacrifices. Sacrifices for the welfare of the people, for the welfare of the kingdom. In the current context, we can say sacrifices means they should facilitate the Sankirtan Yajna, they should facilitate the propagation of spiritual knowledge, they should facilitate the worship of the Lord in the temple. All the good pious activity should be facilitated. So the brahmanas, the natural quality of a brahmana is that they want to accumulate more knowledge. But they have to balance that quality by also distributing that knowledge. The natural quality of a Kshatriya is that they want to expand their influence, but they have to balance that by performing more and more sacrifices. The natural quality of a Vaishya is that they want to earn more and more money. They have to balance that by proportionately increasing their donation for the right cause. So the Kshatriyas, we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, Yudhishthira Maharaj performing sacrifices. Bali Maharaj, he performing sacrifices. Dhruva Maharaj practically emptied his treasury. He performed so many sacrifices. This is the good quality of a Kshatriya. They have to perform sacrifices. And what is the Manushya Bhava, the weakness of a Kshatriya? The weakness of a Kshatriya is that when he becomes afraid, he should not be afraid actually. Around a year back, I had gone to one small village in UP. It was the month of February, somewhere in the beginning of February. It was still quite cold. So, morning was going to take bath. It was like common bathroom actually. So, there was a power cut. And then water was cold. It was a cold, very cold atmosphere. So, I was reluctant to take bath. So, then, but another Brahmana from UP, he was just saying that Ek Brahman jal se nahi darta hai. Or Kshatriya run se nahi darta hai. He just told that and then he started taking bath. So a Kshatriya, when he becomes afraid of the battle, that is the weakness of a that's the weakness of a Kshatriya actually. So that is why we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, in the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna tells to Arjuna, Bayad ranat uparatam mamsyante tvam maharatha. Yesham chatvam bahumato bhutva yasyasi lagavam. The great generals who have high esteem for your name and fame, they are not going to appreciate you if you don't fight the battle. They will actually tell you that, oh, this Arjuna, he was a coward actually. He, out of fear, he flew from the battlefield. That is how they will speak about you. And Dhritarasura was fighting against the Devatas. By seeing the Indra, many of the soldiers from the demon side, they started fleeing from the battlefield. And the Devatas, they started attacking the soldiers who were fleeing the battlefield. So, Vritrasur chastises both of them. Vritrasur chastises the soldiers who are fleeing the battlefield by saying that, he says that all the living entities who have taken birth, they have to die. Jatasya chi dhruvam rityur dhruvam janmam ratasya cha. So, even providence has not provided a means to escape it. So, since death is inevitable, you have got a very rare opportunity to die in the battlefield. So, if you die in the battlefield, you will go to heaven. So, therefore, which man will not accept such a suitable opportunity? In that way, he chastises the demons. And then he chastises the devatas. You people have fallen from the position of the Kshatriyas because you are attacking the Kshatriyas who are fleeing the battlefield out of fear. So I would consider you as a, you are simply like a mother stool actually. What fame or dharma is there in killing the fleeing demons from the back? Killing a person who is afraid is not glorious and it will not award a person a swarga. So therefore, the weakness of a Kshatriya is that when he becomes afraid. So therefore, Krishna explains in the Gita, when he talks about Kshatriya's qualities. Shauryam Tejo Dhritir Dakshyam Yuddhe Chapyapalayanam Danam Ishvara Bhavascha Kshatra Karma Swabhavajam. So Shauryam, that means he has to be very courageous. He should not be afraid of the battle. Teja, he should not be surpassed by others. Dhriti. Dhriti means even if he gets harmed in the battle, still he should have the determination to fight the battle. Dakshyam, he should be expert in the battle. Yuddhe chapyapalayanam, he should never flee from the battle. Danam, and he should also give charity to the right people. Without restriction, he actually gives his charity. Ishvara Bhava, he shows powers of domination among those who should be controlled. The Kshatriya controls everyone except the Brahmanas. The Brahmanas are controlled by the Shastras. So in this way, these are the qualities of a Kshatriya. And then, what is the quality of a Kshatriya which is like the conduct of the bad people, which is like the asatam? When the Kshatriya fails to give protection to those who take shelter of him, that is the bad quality. That is when Arjuna went to Dwaraka, and then when he was coming back from Dwaraka, Yudhishthira saw that Arjuna was in a very depressed condition. He was in a very sad position. And Yudhishthira asked various questions to Arjuna. What is the reason for your sadness? One of the questions he asked is that, did you fail to give shelter to some brahmanas or women or some cows who took shelter of you? Did you fail to give shelter? So therefore, this is an important quality. Therefore, for example, one of the main reason why Lord Ram was angry with Vali is that even when Sugriva surrendered to Vali, Vali tried to attack Sugriva. That is one of the main reason, because Lord's quality, Sharanagata Palaka, he offers shelter to those who give surrender to him. And any Kshatriya who is a king, he is supposed to be representative of the Lord. He is also supposed to offer that shelter to those who surrender to him. So therefore, that is an important that is a bad quality of a Kshatriya when he fails to give shelter. So, in fact, this quality is also exhibited by Parishit Maharaj here. Parishit Maharaj, when Kali will surrender to Parishit Maharaj would not kill Kali. So, the same thing when we see in the case of the Brahmanas. So, Brahmanas' divineness is that they have to study the Veda, they have to study the Shastras. For example, Krishna tells in the Mahabharata, Krishna tells, Daivadinam jagat sarvam mantradinam tu daivatam te mantra brahmanadita brahmano mama daivatam. The whole universe is dependent on God, and the Bhagavan is responsive to the utterance of the mantras. And the Brahmanas have the knowledge of the mantras, so the Brahmana is my Bhagavan. So I am subordinate to the Brahmanas. In this way, Krishna respects the Brahmanas. And the Brahmanas, what is the good quality of the Brahmana, which is like the conduct of the good people, satamiva? So the Brahmanas have to observe tapasya. So tapasya means what? Tapasya can mean good conduct. That means they should not simply have theoretical knowledge of the Shastra. They should have good conduct. And they should observe Shama and Dama. They should control their senses and they should control the mind. And tapa can also mean they should repeatedly meditate on the meanings of the Shastra. That is the good conduct of the Brahmanas, which is similar to the Sat people. And what is the weakness of the Brahmana, the Manushya Bhava? The weakness of the Brahmana is that when he identifies with the body, Dehatma Abhimana, when he identifies with the body. And the bad quality of the Brahmana is that when the Brahmana indulges in slandering of the Devatas, of other Brahmanas, or when he indulges in slandering of the scriptures. So in this way, we see the same questions, but the answers are different for the Brahmana and the Kshatriya. So that way Yudhishthira Maharaj is answering these questions. Here Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting this quality. Parikshit Maharaj is exhibiting the Kshatriya valor, determination to fight, determination to give punishment to Kali, and with a sword in his hand. That is the divineness of a Kshatriya. And then, so we will see in this chapter itself is entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali. So we will see some episodes from the Shastras in regard to punishment and compassion. So oftentimes, sometimes a person gives excessive punishment, or sometimes a person shows excessive compassion. So the balance of punishment and compassion, that requires extreme maturity actually. So the key to that balance of punishment and compassion is that one has to use the intelligence. At the same time, one has to empathize with the feelings. One has to understand the other's feelings. Sometimes a person is only driven by the feelings, and one doesn't use the intelligence. And sometimes one uses the intelligence, but one does not perceive the feelings of others. Then at that time, one may make a decision out of only theoretical knowledge. One may take a hard-hearted decision. That's why Krishna says that Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante ma buddha bhava samanvita. One who understands that I am the source of everything, he worships me with his intelligence and with the feelings. Buddha bhava samanvita. Let us see some examples of excessive punishment. For example, Dhruva Maharaj, when his brother was killed by one yaksha, he went to give punishment to that yaksha, but he got carried away by that mode of passion. He ended up killing so many yakshas. So when a person gets carried away by the rajoguna, one may give excessive punishment to that person who committed the crime, or one may give punishment not only to that person, but to many people who are connected to that person, who did not take part in that crime. Both these mistakes can happen. So Dhruva Maharaj, he ended up giving punishment to so many people who are connected to that yaksha, but who are not part of that crime actually. So Swayambhu Manu comes and gives advice to Dhruva Maharaj. Swayambhu Manu remains Dhruva Maharaj. Swayambhu Manu says that Nayam margohi sadhunam Rishikeshanu vartinam yad atmanam paragrihya pashuvad bhuta vaishasam. So why are you killing the other yakshas like the animals are killing the other animals? You are supposed to follow the path of the sadhus. You are not supposed to act like this. Sarva bhutatma bhavena bhutavasam harim bhavan aradhyapa duraradhyam vishnostat paramam padam. By worshipping Lord, you have achieved the very rare thing. You have achieved the Vaikuntha. But then, you are behaving like this, it is not befitting you. Sattvam harer anudyatas tatpumsam api sammatah katam tvavadyam kritavan anushikshan satam vratam. You are always remembering the Lord. You have been recognized by the great devotees. And you are supposed to teach others the conduct of a saintly person. Then why then do you act in this shameful way that you are killing so many yakshas? Titikshaya karunaya maitriya chakila jantushu samatvenacha sarvatma bhagavan samprasidati. When a person is tolerant of the superiors, when one is friendly towards the equals and merciful towards the inferiors, by this behavior, the Lord is pleased. And when a person considers others' happiness and others' distress to be one's own, Atma upamyena sarvatra samam pashyati yorjuna sukam va yadiva dukkam sayogi paramomatah. Such a yogi is the topmost yogi. By that a person can please the Lord. So that way Swayambhu Manu advised Dhruva Maharaj and brought Dhruva Maharaj out of that angry mood actually. And in the story of Jamadagni Renuka went to fetch water. And for a moment, she got distracted in her mind. She saw some Gandharva. She was attracted by that Gandharva. She thought of enjoying with that Gandharva. And Jamadagni became, by his mystic power, he understood. He became so angry. He told his eldest son to behead his mother. To behead Renuka, his wife. When the eldest son refused to follow that order, he told his next son to behead the mother as well as his elder brother. And he also was reluctant to follow that order. And then he told his next son, third son, he was also reluctant to behead the mother and the two of his elder brothers. And finally he told Parashuram, and you must behead your mother as well as your elder brothers. So Jamadagni, for a small mistake committed by Renuka, he exhibited extreme anger. He got carried away by the anger. He wanted to give more punishment than required. That is why one of the symptoms of karma mentioned in the Mahabharata is that a person exhibits more anger than required. A person gives more punishment than required. So Prabhupada writes in that purport, whether it is Kartivirya Arjun, Lord Parashuram or Jamadagni or whoever one may be, one must act very cautiously and sagaciously. Otherwise, one must suffer the results of sinful activities. This is the lesson we receive from the Vedic literature. So, another example of excessive punishment is Shringi Karsing Parishit Maharaj, which we'll see in the next chapter actually. Shringi Karsing Parishit Maharaj. Shringi exhibited excessive anger towards Parishit Maharaj. He spoke very harsh words that he said that this is a sin of the king who are like fat crows. The Kshatriyas are simply our doorkeepers. They are like a dogs, but they are acting against their masters. So he spoke very harsh words, and for a small mistake of Parishit Maharaj, Parishit Maharaj had never even dreamed to disobey the or disrespect the Brahmanas. It was the circumstantial nature of Parishit Maharaj, he disrespected Samikarishi. But Shringi actually pronounce extreme curse towards Parishit Maharaj. So, these are some examples of excessive punishment. And sometimes a person also shows excessive compassion also. The example is Arjuna himself. Astana sneha karunya dharma dharma diyakulam partham prapanna muddishya Shastra Avataranam Kritam. So the fault of Arjuna is that Karuna Dosha, he had placed his sneha towards the wrong people. He placed his compassion towards the wrong people, and because of that he considered the Dharmic Yuddha to be the Adharmic Yuddha. But because he surrendered to Krishna, Krishna started speaking the Gita. Bharat Maharaj, he came to the forest with the aim of actually engaging in full devotional service. He renounced his whole kingdom. He exhibited such detachment, just like a person after passing stool, he would not look back. Oh, I gave up something useful. A person never thinks like that. Sometimes a person may renounce something, but when that renunciation is not exhibited from the platform of deep knowledge or a deep feeling of renunciation, sometimes a person looks back of what we gave up actually. He becomes attracted to what he gave up. But Bharat Maharaj's renunciation was very deep actually. Because his renunciation was like the person passing stool. He did not look back towards what he gave up actually. But the same Bharat Maharaj, when he came to the forest, he got attracted. He saved the deer, which was in great need. But then after that, he started taking care of the deer. In taking care of the deer, he got distracted from his own sadhana. Sometimes when he would be performing his worship of the deities, in the middle, he would get up from the worship and he would start looking for the deer. The same Bharat Maharaj, previously when he was worshipping the deities, sometimes tears of ecstasy would appear. Tears, he would start actually shedding tears. But he would curse that ecstasy. For this ecstasy is becoming an obstacle in my worship of the deities. So he would curse that ecstasy. He would suppress that ecstasy with his spiritual intelligence in order to focus on the service. So, but the same Bharat Maharaj, he got carried away by the material compassion towards the deer. And then he got distracted from the sadhana. Vishnu Chakratipad says that this particular episode of Bharat Maharaj shows that even when compassion becomes an obstacle for one's bhakti, that compassion should be given up. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. So sometimes the mode of passion can become an obstacle. Sometimes the mode of goodness can also become an obstacle. So Bharat Maharaj, once he came out of the ashram looking for the deer, and he saw footsteps of the deer in the ground, and he said that, oh, the earth is so fortunate that the earth is decorated with the footsteps of the deer. The earth has become a fit place for performance of the sacrifices. So he started speaking in a maddened state. Just like sometimes one may give birth to a blind child, but the mother may name the child as Padma Nayana, a child with a lotus eyes. Out of the blind love towards the child. Similarly, Bharat Maharaj was speaking like that. So, in this way, sometimes a person becomes carried away by the mood of compassion also. And there are various examples. The Shastras have many examples for excessive compassion and also for excessive punishment also. Shaubari Muni, he became the president of the Fish Welfare Association. Some fishes actually approached him for shelter. And in order to show compassion to the fishes, he actually pronounced a curse upon the Garuda. So he committed a Vaishnava aparad. And Bhishma Dev's compassion towards the Kauravas. So the Kauravas plotted against the Pandavas. They planned to kill the Pandavas by burning in the house of Lakh. But when the Pandavas reappeared and Bhishma Dev came to know that the Kauravas had only planned to eliminate the Pandavas. And Bhishma Dev had appointed Duryodhan as the prince. But when he came to know this, he should have handed over the entire kingdom back to Yudhishthira Maharaj. But instead of doing that, he divided the kingdom and he also did not punish the Kauravas. He hoped that maybe the Kauravas would actually would rectify themselves. So he showed misplaced compassion towards the Kauravas. He did not punish them. So sometimes we see that one is driven by the feelings, and because of that, a person shows excessive punishment or excessive compassion. On the other hand, if we see some examples of balancing punishment and balancing compassion, so Krishna's dealing with Bhishma Dev. So Arjuna says that, Katam Bhishmam Aham Sankhe Dronam Cha Madhusudana Ishubhi Pratiyasyami Pujarha Varisudana. So how can I fight with Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of worship? I am supposed to offer flowers at their lotus feet. How can I shoot arrows at them? So Krishna tells to Bhishma, actually they can no longer be respected as your superiors. Because Krishna says that although they may be your teacher, they may be your grandfather, but they are contaminated with the arrogance for the war. They have lost their Viveka Buddhi because of their association with the Duryodhan. And they are using the war to commit violence to you and take away your kingdom by deceit. And Krishna quotes a verse from Mahabharata. Gururap avaliptasya karya karyam ajanataha utpata pratipannasya parityago vidiyate. One should reject that guru who is proud, who does not show proper behavior of right and wrong, and who becomes addicted to sinful life. So therefore, there is no fault in killing Bhishma and Drona. And then Arjuna puts forward an argument. But then, Gurunu Hatvahi Mahanu Bhavan Shreyo Bhoktum Baikshim Apiha Loke Hatvartha Kamamstu Guru Nihaiva Bunjiya Bhogan Rudira Pradigdan. So Gurunu Hatvani Mahanu Bhavan, they are outstanding. They have outstanding powers among all the people. Bhishma has completely brought Kama under his control. He has observed Brahmacharya Vrata so strictly throughout his life. He has brought the time factor under his control. He has a Ichcha Mrityu. He can leave his body at his own will. When such great people are there, when they commit some mistake, they are not affected by the mistake. The sun is not affected when people pass urine, and when the sun evaporates that urine, the sun is not affected by that urine. The sun does not smell bad. So similarly, Bhishma and Drona, they are very superior. Even if they have committed some mistake, they will not be affected. So they are free from the faults arising from these factors. On the other hand, when we kill them, we will be contaminated with their blood. We'll be contaminated. Rudira Pradigdan. Just like when you eat some noodles, we put some tomato sauce. So similarly, we may win the battle, we may get the kingdom, but our kingdom will be contaminated with the sauce of the blood coming from the Bhishma and Drona and all these various. So I don't want to enjoy such a kingdom. So, but then Krishna puts forward an argument. But then this same Bhishma has said, Arthasya Purusho Daso Dasastu Arthona Kasyachit. Iti Satyam Maharaja Baddosmi Arthena Kauravaihi. Bhishma said that man is a servant of the wealth. Wealth is not the servant of anyone. And that is the truth. And I have been bound up by the wealth by the Kauravas. So Krishna is telling to Arjuna that Bhishma is bound up by the wealth given by the Kauravas. Therefore, there is no fault in killing Bhishma. So sometimes a person can be compromise the truth because of the wealth coming from a person. Or sometimes a person can compromise the truth because of a position offered by somebody. That is why in the Asat Sabha, when Draupadi was being disrobed, different people, there only four people were completely involved in that. Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna and Shakuni. But there were many other pious people, they did not show much resistance. Although in front of the rice, Adharma was taking place, they did not actually raise their voice. The Pandavas themselves, because of their obedience to their elder brother, they considered the elder brother as an authority, they did not actually show anything, they did not show resistance. Bhishma and Dronacharya was thinking that, oh, Kauravas are maintaining me. My poverty, therefore he did not show resistance. So Krishna is actually telling Arjuna to shoot arrows at Bhishma and Drona. But the same Krishna, when Bhishma was actually in the death bed, and Bhishma was in the bed of the arrows, and Bhishma was meditating on Krishna. And when Krishna comes to know that Bhishma is meditating on him, Krishna starts crying actually. Rupa Goswami quotes, one of the quality of Krishna is compassion. What is the definition of karuna? Paradukka saho yastu karunasa nigadyate. A person who cannot tolerate the suffering of others is called compassionate. So Krishna, thinking of the devotion of Bhishma, the dedication of Bhishma, the pain of Bhishma. So Krishna starts crying and Rupa Goswami says that I offer respects to that compassion of the Lord who, because of Bhishma's remembrance of him while laying the bed of the sharp arrows, immediately appeared beyond his own control. He rushed towards Bhishma while forgetting his position as God. His body bathed in a shower of tears. So we see in the character of Krishna, when Arjuna was overwhelmed with that material compassion, and Krishna is telling Arjuna to shoot arrows at Bhishma and Drona. But the same Krishna is overwhelmed with compassion towards Bhishma, and he couldn't even control himself in his tears. Out of his feelings for Bhishma. So this is the balance of Buddhi and Bhava. Another example, we see in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, the episode of Diti and Kashyapa. So Diti wanted to have a children, which is a natural desire of any woman. But Kashyapa told Diti that this is not the right time to unite and have children because this is the evening time. So according to the Vedic scriptures that during the three sandhyas, one should not engage in bodily activities, one should engage in spiritual activities. Therefore, during the three sandhyas, we don't eat, one is not supposed to sleep, or one should not engage in mating also. One performs Gayatri, one chants the holy names of the Lord. But then Diti was overwhelmed with that desire, and she practically forced Kashyapa to have union at that time. And then later Diti realizes her mistake and then she starts repenting. So at that time, Kashyapa tells Aditi, Kashyapa says that, because of the impurity of your mind and the fault of the time, and because you disregarded my instructions, and because you disregarded Lord Shiva, you will give birth to two inauspicious sons. Who are passionate women, and they will constantly afflict the three worlds. And they will afflict the devatas also. So in this way, Kashyapa said that because of your mistake, you will give birth to two evil sons. And then same Kashyapa said that because you are lamented for your offense, because you regret it, and because you greatly respect the Lord, at the same time, because you also have respect for Shiva and for me, one of the sons of your son will be a great Mahabhagavata. And then he spoke about the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. So here we see that Diti was punished, at the same time Diti was also rewarded for her sincere repentance. And so therefore, to give punishment exactly in proportion to the mistake, that is really requires a high maturity actually. Punishment should be in proportion to the mistake, and punishment should be for the elevation of the person. If a person cannot elevate the person by punishment, then he cannot actually give that punishment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu punished the Chota Haridas. By that punishment, he actually elevated Chota Haridas. But how many people, when they punish a person, are they able to elevate that person? So therefore, we see that Krishna has that perfect balance because of that buddhi and bhava, spiritual intelligence, at the same time empathy for the feelings of others. There is a beautiful verse, it's a beautiful Subhashita in regards to Lord Ram punishing Ravana.
Yo Ramo na jagana vakshasi rane tam Ravanam sayakair hridyasya prativasaram vasati sa tasyakyakam ragava mayaste bhuvanavali parivrita dvipai samam saptabi sashreyo vidadatunas tribhuvanat tranaika chintapara. So Lord Ram was aiming his arrow at the chest of Ravana. So at that time, Lord Ram was thinking, I am aiming my arrow at the chest of Ravana, but Ravana, in his mind, he is only thinking of Sita. Ravana had intense lust for Sita actually. So that means if I shoot arrows at Lord Ram, it is equivalent to shooting arrows at Sita. And Sita, in her mind, she is only thinking of me. Hridiyasya prativasaram vasati. So if I shoot arrow at the Ravana's chest, it is equivalent to not only shooting arrows at Sita, and it is equivalent to shooting arrows at me. It is equivalent to like committing suicide actually, because Sita, in her mind, she is only thinking of me. And myself, I am only holding the entire three worlds. So therefore, if I shoot arrows at Ravan's chest, it is equivalent to harming Sita, it is equivalent to harming me, and it is equivalent to harming the entire three worlds actually. So thinking like that, being concerned about the welfare of the three worlds, Lord Ram, instead of aiming the arrows at the chest of Ravana, Lord Ram shot arrows at the navel of Ravana. May that Lord Ram bestow good fortune on us all. Like that this poet is saying. So what we see here is that even when Lord Ram is actually punishing Ravana, there is a deep mood of compassion.
there is a deep mood of compassion and concern toward the entire three worlds actually. So that is the mood of giving punishment. Once, I will just complete, end with this. Once, there was a conversation between Bali Maharaj and Prahlad. And Prahlad, in that conversation, Bali Maharaj asked Prahlad, should we forgive a person or should we punish a person? When should we forgive, when should we punish? So Prahlad Maharaj said that neither forgiveness nor the use of strength is good in all situations. If a person were to always forgive, then people would take him for granted. The servants would disrespect him. If a person, when one always forgives and never shows the strength to chastise and correct, then the servants may gradually steal away one's wealth and they may fail to obey his orders also. And if a person always punishes and never forgives, then everyone would be afraid of him. Everyone comes to hate such an unforgiving person. So therefore, the conclusion is that the strength and forgiveness should be exhibited at the proper times. Then Prahlad Maharaj said that one who has who should be forgiven? One who has done proper service in the past, but sometimes he commits a mistake, then he can be forgiven. Sometimes because of circumstantial nature, commits a mistake, he can be forgiven. And somebody commits a mistake because of foolishness, because of ignorance, he can be forgiven. Somebody who commits a mistake for the first time, he can be forgiven. Somebody who has done lot of good work and who is in a good, important public position, but sometimes he has committed a mistake. So in order to protect that public image of that person, he can be forgiven because he has done good work. And then following person should not be forgiven. One who has knowingly committed mistakes but claims to be innocent, and a person who repeatedly commits a mistake, he should not be forgiven. In this way, Prahlad Maharaj gave these instructions. This also comes in the Vanaparva of the Mahabharata. So we discussed today about, from the Yaksha Prashna, about the qualities of the Kshatriya, and also we discussed some qualities related to the Brahmanas. And then we discussed some points related to some instances of excessive punishment and excessive compassion, and some examples of balancing the punishment and compassion, and also from Prahlad Maharaj's instruction to Bali Maharaj. Hare Krishna. If somebody has any comments or any questions, we'll just take up any one question. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.